Hey everybody, I want to talk to you a little bit about honest prayer today. The Bible teaches us to pray with blistering honesty. And that is a quote that I get from Philip Yancey in a book he wrote called Prayer, Does It Make Any Difference? It's a really good book. I encourage you to read it. But he says this, he says, from the Bible's prayers, I learn that God wants us to keep it in the alliance, to come in person with our complaints. If I march through life pretending to smile while inside I bleed, I dishonor the relationship. I'm going to read that last sentence again. If I march through life pretending to smile while I bleed inside, I dishonor the relationship. So, I want to remind you that throughout the Bible, there are so many people who give honest prayers. Jeremiah talks about how unfair everything is. Job says, what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Habakkuk accuses God of being deaf. It is so important that as we pray, that we pray with brutal honesty. God knows how you feel. It isn't that God doesn't care. He wants you to come alongside of him and care with him about these struggles. So I don't know what you're going through today. I know in my own life there are some pretty major battles going on as I record this. And I'm reminding myself that God desires for me to pray with brutal honesty. There's a quote that I read that talks about in movies that you see the woman go to the man in the movie and beat on his chest while she cries on his chest and he envelops her with his arms. And that is such a neat word picture to what God wants us to do. It's okay to beat on his chest with desperation and to cry in his arms as he wraps his arms around us. So let's just make a commitment today that we're going to pray with honesty. God already knows our deepest hurts, but he wants us to come to him with those. Let's pray. God, I know that I sometimes hold back from really sharing with you the depth of pain that I feel. And Lord, as I work on that, I pray that you will remind me that you are a loving God that just wants me to come, and that you can take whatever emotion that I'm feeling, and that, Lord, you will wrap your arms around me and hold me while I beat on your chest. God, we are people who hurt. We are people who have challenges. We have challenges and hurts that most people have no idea about. But the fact is, we all have deep hurts in our lives. And so, Lord, as we address those hurts with you, as we take some time, maybe even after this prayer, this corporate prayer, and we pray independently, Lord, may we just beat on your chest and mourn as you wrap your arms around us. And Lord, may we feel those arms of God wrap around us and give us peace and comfort in the midst of challenges and pain and uncertainty. Thank you, Lord, that you're not just okay with me coming to you with my deepest needs, Lord, but you desire for me to come to you with my deepest needs. And so I thank you for being such a personal God who just wants the real me to approach you. Lord, remind me I don't have to flower my prayers up. I don't have to speak with perfect grammar and syntax in my sentences. I just need to be able to speak
brutally honest with you. Thank you for being willing to hear my cries, even when my tone is not what it should be. Even when my heart is damaged to the point that there's anger. God, thank you for accepting that and for still loving me. Amen.